اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all and respected brothers and sisters. In this session, inshallah, again, we're going to work on some of the verses of the Quran Kareem from Surah Al-Baqarah. So, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, if you're ready, let's recite a salawat and start our class.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa
ajil faraj. Okay. Today, I will work on verse number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Inna al-lazina kafaru, and up to verse number 10, Fi qulubihim maradun. Okay? Inshallah, let's listen to these verses of the Quran Kareem.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna al-lazina kafaru sawa'un alayhim a'anzartahum ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يقادعون الله
Okay, great. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. So, fi qulubihim maradun, in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says that in their hearts, there is a disease, marad. Okay? Marad, what kind of marad? The disease of kufr. Okay? Non-believing. So, fazadahumullahu marada. Allah Almighty is increasing. Okay, may Allah Almighty increase their marad, okay? Stay there, okay? Die of your kufr, okay? وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And there is like a painful punishment for them because of their lies. They used to tell to the Prophet, we believe in you, but when the Prophet is not there, when the Prophet is out of the city, they were making plots against the Prophet, okay? They were trying to plan to kind of somehow kill the Prophet, okay? In the early Islam. Nowadays as well, it's like this. So, may inshallah Allah Almighty help us stay on the away on the path of guidance, okay? Inshallah, these levels of explanations that we have interpretations, okay? This is like for adults and for youngsters, okay? So inshallah, our friends who are looking for better explanations and more explanations, okay? They can refer to the interpretations of the scholars, okay? Who have interpreted the Quran Kareem. For example, تفسير النمونة okay, تفسير الميزان, تفسير any other تفاسير okay, books okay, they can refer inshallah. So the first important point in this ayah is the تشديد on the letter ميم. في قلوبهم مرض. في قلوبهم ميم ساكن plus ميم, so ميم مشدد, yes. We joined them إدغام ودغنة. So two counts. ميم مشدد with two counts. غنة sound, right? Right?
Yes.
And before that, there is a يامد. Sometimes students recite this way. في قلوبهم. في قلوبهم. They do not straight the sound of fa. While it's حرف المد. We have حرف المد. Yeah. في قلوبهم. Not في قلوبهم. Okay. في قلوبهم. Yeah, يمدي. Yes. في قلوبهم. في قلوبهم. If you say and not pronounce the ya, now pronounce the wow, it's wrong. مرضٌ. The next important point. So, في قلوبهم مرضٌ. Recite it once.
في قلوبهم مرضٌ.
Some of the students pronounce a قاف like the letter قاف. If you change them, it's again wrong, okay? في قلوبهم. We have some students. I had some students, okay? They were pronouncing this way. They were English speakers because قاف is a little difficult for them. They do not have it in English. That's why it might be difficult for them. So they need to practice a lot, okay? في قلوبهم. If, brothers and sisters listening to us, if you have this problem, I can help you right now. Listen carefully. في قلوبهم. The letter قاف. Say غين. غين. Stop there. When you're saying غ, make a pause there. Or when you're gargling, just stop once there. Yeah?
Yes.
Practice it once. Make a pause there. Sudden pause, okay? Just a sudden pause. Make a pause. Yes, yes. Both of you. One, two. Help our brothers. Those who have problem with this letter. Yeah. Or when someone is choked, okay? They're choked. Yeah, this way. So that's the sound of قاف, or that the crew sound. قار, قار, okay? That is the sound of قاف. So it's easy. It's not difficult. So if you practice, you can fix it. So it's different from the letter قاف. Okay?
Yes.
قاف, كاف. في قلوبهم مرض. ضاد has a تنوين ضمة on the top. فواد. And then we have فا. What rule is applied? تنوين plus فا. إظهار. Is he right?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. That's correct. إخفاء. Why? Because فا is not from throat letters. And neither it is from يرمون letters. And also it's not from إقلاب letters. إقلاب letter, not قطبجت. قطبجت doesn't have anything to do with تنوين and نون ساكن. إقلاب letter. إقلاب letter.
Uh-huh.
Yes, one letter. The letter با. Okay. Now we have to hide the sound of تنوين here.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. مرض فزادهم الله.
Recite it.
مرض فزاد.
مرض فزاد.
Not meme sound. Just hide the sound of noon. Close your
مرض
mouth a little. Then the sound of noon gets.
مرض.
مرض. مرض. Alright. Ali Nasir.
مرض فزادهم الله.
Fa is a light letter. Not like a heavy letter. مرض. No. مرض.
مرض.
Yeah, like making a smiley face. مرض.
مرض فزادهم.
Look at my lips. مرض.
مرض.
As if you think of like the gate of a garage. Okay, it's just coming down and getting closed. Maradun. The grass, okay?
Maradun.
It's closed. Yeah. Maradun. Your lips, okay? Maradu. Dun. Dun. Close.
Like it's from a circular shape.
It not a circular. Yeah, as from a circular shape goes to a straight base, a straight shape. Okay, maradun. It's easy. Go on. Maradun.
Maradun.
Have you ever played hide and seek game?
Yes.
Hide the noon sound.
Maradun.
Fazadahum. That's great.
Maradun.
Practice it, inshallah. Okay.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
فزادهم الله. The word Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah is heavy. Why? Because there is
fatha,
a dhamma sound before the word Allah. Okay, Fawad is laughing at you because you got a mistake here. So maradun fazadahum Allah. Yeah, mullah. Okay, so marada, marada. Dad is a heavy letter, and also it has a tanwin fatha. So whenever we stop on a word ending with tanwin fatha will be changed to? Okay, it changes to?
Alif.
Alif, okay. Alif mad. Not alif simple mad, alif.
Yeah, alif mad.
So, marada with two counts. But here also we have like, it is the natural mad, but we have we had a rule that if you stop, natural mat will be changed to a longer mat.
Yes.
So, let's recite this way. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. Longer mat. Go on.
Yes.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا.
أحسن. So, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let's take a look at this ayah. I told you, أَلِيمٌ. If Hamza is pronounced عَيْن in the preposition, I told you.
Yes.
The meaning changes. Fawad, be careful. Your عَيْن is not fixed.
Here is فَتَنَا.
Fix your عَيْن pronunciation, okay?
For me, here is فَتَنَا, Hamza.
No. Yeah.
No, when there is فَتَا, I think it's فَتَا.
So you That's should think.
Ah, yeah, you don't think like that, okay? The ayn, no, the letter. The letter will have the
when
sound.
When there's Hamza, the Hamza there, I think.
Oh, like, I'm saying, I'm telling you. Don't think. Like, I'm telling you.
When
don't
I think
there's
Fatah, I'm like, yeah, no ayn.
So, yeah, I'm telling you, don't think. Look carefully. Believe it's not only a Fatah. There is a letter as well having a Fatah. Read that Fatah and read that letter with Fatah. Okay, so let's finish this ayah, and inshallah, we don't have much time. We will end this session. So, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Bun, tanwin fat, tanwin dhamma, then hamza, throat letters. What rule is applied?
Idghar. No. Idhar.
Idhar, no rule will be applied actually. Yes, idhar. Yes. Idhar as if it's no rule. Yes. عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Tanween Dhamma again, plus Mim, plus Ba, sorry.
Iqlab.
You change that Tanween sound to a half Mim. Bima kanu yakthibun, that's all. Let's recite this ayah and repeat after me.
Fi qulubihim maradun, fazadahumullahu marada.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا
ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
أحسن. I want to give you one point, and that is, have you memorized these previous verses that we have practiced?
No.
I have memorized. So I want you to practice, okay, as we are reciting at home, okay, during, we don't have class, so practice them and memorize them. It's easy. I've memorized this ayah, so inshallah I want you to memorize. Thank you so much. That was all about this ayah from us, okay? Practical tajweed rules. See you inshallah in the coming session. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahiri.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان